You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? Welcome into another episode of the Wolverine Live Recruiting Show. I'm your host, EJ Hall, and alongside me is my co-host, Zach Libby, who is looking fresh today after getting some taunts for his rattlesnake shirt last week. So, you know, he's looking more modern today. And we're here to talk about Michigan recruiting. But before we do, it's not too late to get your Wolverine special commemorative issue. Remember, the Wolverine produces a magazine, and Zach is actually holding it up right now. So the Wolverine.com produces a magazine, and for the national championship edition, a hardback book as well. So if you go over to the WolverineOnDemand.com, you can order a softcover magazine or a hardback book of the special commemorative edition of the Wolverine magazine, which highlights the 2023 national champions. The magazine version is 148 full-color glossy pages, while the book version is 144 ad-free premium glossy pages. Both versions include in-depth features on Blake Corum, J.J. McCarthy, and other star players, exclusive highlights on the dynamic defensive line and the path to the championship, comprehensive game-by-game coverage, stunning photography, insightful column stats, and much more. It's a great gift idea if you already have one. And, you know, with spring football here and Easter right around the corner, you can get someone an Easter gift by getting them this commemorative issue. The Wolverine contributed 5% of our pre-order sales to the Champion Circle NIL Fund. So, yeah, it's, you know, great for everybody, great for any Michigan fan to have on their coffee table. I have mine on my coffee table as well. So, you know, it's a great gift idea. It's great to just have around. It's going to be cool to look back at from, you know, in the year 2043, I guess. It'll be cool to remember this by having a book or a magazine. So head over to the WolverineOnDemand.com and order your commemorative issue of the Wolverine magazine right now. So let's get into it, Zach. We're going to talk about Michigan recruiting. Actually, we have our off-topic of the day, question of the day, as people are flooding into the show. We'll allow more people to get in. But Tyson Smith says, what are you and Libby doing to celebrate Easter? What are you doing, Zach?
I'll probably end up playing some really bad golf, probably eat some candy, and, actually recap the big weekend coming up ahead.
That's right, Zach. Tell me you're working on Easter.
Yeah. So, you know, nothing special, nothing special.
Yeah. I have been eating Easter candy all week, which has not been good because I have been trying to work out. And so that's not going well. Also, my mom sent me a package of Easter candy, but it also had like three boxes of those like cosmic brownies from the 90s. And I'm just like, why, man? These are irresistible. And now I'm just scarfing down these cosmic brownies. So the working out and the brownies and the candies have been counterproductive. But for me, yeah, obviously we'll be covering the big weekend over at Michigan. So even though it's the Easter holiday, Sharon Moore still has plenty of guys over on campus. So we'll have full coverage at thewolverine.com. But aside from getting guys on the phone, no real plans. It's a big boxing weekend, Zach. You should tune in. I'm personally excited. We have the women's undisputed fight on Friday. And then Saturday, it's the first ever Amazon Prime pay-per-view for boxing. So I'm excited about that. Anyway, let's talk about the, before we talk about the big Easter weekend coming up, Michigan had some guys on campus over the weekend, as well as today, including on 300 running back Marquise Davis. And so, yeah, we're going to talk about major running back recruiting movement. Isn't it exciting to cover national running backs this early in the process? Like, we didn't really have that with Mike Hart. Now we have that with Tony Alford. We'll talk about three top 200 backs that will have been on campus, be on campus in the next week. But, you know, Bo Jackson was on campus over the weekend, Marquise Davis today, Jordan Davison expected in this week as well. But we'll start off with Marquise Davis because he is the guy that Zach selected twice in our recruiting draft to play both offense and defense. He is one of the most dangerous two-way players in the entire country, but just a phenom at running back. He actually won the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Ohio, beating out Michigan signee Jordan Marshall. He's extremely explosive. He has the speed. He's built really well. He's everything you want, just checks a ton of boxes. He was a priority for Tony Alford at Ohio State. That's why Ohio State has the On3 recruiting prediction machine lead. But Davis getting on campus this week, the Alford move, I think the door is really open for Michigan to continue to create some positive momentum with Davis. Now, Zach, you've obviously talked to Davis in the past. You texted him this week and he let you know that he also has an official visit set for June 7th, which we first reported over at the Wolverine. What are your thoughts on where Michigan stands now that he's been back on campus and that Alford is on staff at Michigan?
Yeah, I think the Alford hire is great for this recruitment, considering that, you know, with the former staff, Davis had a growing relationship with Steve Kleekscale. And as we've talked about many times, you know, Kleekscale's ties and the Cleveland area and essentially all of Ohio, Alford comes in having a litany of experience, recruiting the Cleveland area. And it's one of the most, you know, dynamic cities in terms of high school talent in that state. But, you know, with Davis and Alford, you know, when Alford was officially hired, you know, Davis told us, you know, it was something that he supported. It was a good move. It's always good to see someone in a coach, you know, as a coach, you know, you, for a recruit, sorry, it's good to see, you know, coaches move on to other places and continue on with their careers. But, that was earlier this month and he was planning on making a visit and now he's currently on campus right now. So Alfred's moving in quickly. And, you know, this is a kid who before, you know, this past season, Davis in particular really emphasized, you know, Michigan's physicality, Michigan's violent nature on the football field. And as you can tell, you know, this is a really big bruising running back, 5'11", 200 pounds, a lot of muscle growth, really good in between.
Look at that speed though. Look at that speed though on the tape. Like that's something you didn't necessarily see from Jordan Marshall a ton. So sorry for interrupting. Everybody knows how much I love Marquise Davis.
No, he's just, he's one of those backs that I wish I was able to go see in the fall, but I saw him at a Thursday walkthrough once over the fall. And, you know, just him going through warmups and showing, you know, his ability to move, you know, hip fluidity, ability to change directions. It's a very impressive player and as a two-way player as well, hence why I drafted him twice. You know, some schools were eyeing him at linebacker or like that hybrid role. But yeah, to your point about Michigan, having Alford in there really makes Michigan a legit contender. And as I pull up the on three profile, you know, Ohio State is in the lead. And that was thanks to the work that Tony Alford did while he was at Ohio State. But now that the, you know, change of scenery, I feel like Michigan is, you know, continues to be in the mix. He was there for the Ohio State game. He's going to be back for an official visit, not just Ohio State, but there are others like Penn State and Florida that are making Marquise Davis a top priority. So, you know, this visit is going to be crucial in terms of just Davis seeing his fit for a team that celebrates running the ball and celebrates kind of that power back, that explosive back that Marquise brings to the table. So overall, this is very intriguing, and overall, you know, just shows the type of effort that Alford has put on the recruiting trail this past couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Marquise is he doesn't have like these all-world track times, at least not publicly available, but you see that speed and that explosiveness on tape. He did run a sub seven 60 meter as a junior, which isn't like insane, but I think, you know, for a guy that's 205 currently and what you see on tape, I'm not as worried about the track times, because like I mentioned, I mean, you saw Jordan Marshall improve his MPH, his in-game MPH and his track times as a senior, but Davis looks even more explosive and dynamic. I've said this before, and it's no offense to Jordan Marshall, but I think that Marquise Davis can be an even better player at the next level. He's, you know, at the very top of my want board. You know, I kind of poked fun at Zach for taking him twice in our recruiting draft, but he is that, you know, that special of a player. I think that Tony Alford hire definitely helps. I think it probably helps the most with Davis, because going back to the fall, it seemed like Steve Klinkscale was his lead recruiter. Like Mike Hart was kind of MIA a little bit before he left. So now having the position recruiter actively involved, like any position recruiter should be, I think that helps out a ton, especially with it being Tony Alford, who's an Ohio guy who has landed a couple of talented prospects from his high school in Cleveland Heights in the past and has already been building this connection for years. So, you know, I don't think Davis had the best relationship with Mike Hart. So I think this helps tremendously. I think I'm curious to see what Davis says after this visit, but I have no doubt that Michigan is really ascending in this recruitment, especially with him already having scheduled that official visit for the summer as well. Now, like Zach mentioned, Davis is on campus now, so we'll have more from him over at the Wolverine in coming days. But one recruit that we already had a full interview with, Zach caught up with him. He was on campus over the weekend. That is top 100 running back Bo Jackson, also from enemy territory, from Cleveland, just like Marquise Davis. Bo Jackson, you know, has a really impressive tape as well. He's a guy that was also considered a little bit of an athlete early on, but, you know, you see how dynamic he is as a running back. Tony Alford also made him a top priority at Ohio State, and the Buckeyes currently have the large lead on the on-three recruiting prediction machine. Alford is a big reason that Michigan is back in the mix with Jackson. The Wolverines had previously offered, but there wasn't really much of a relationship with Hart. What a common theme. But I think that Alford has done a fantastic job of recruiting him, dating back to his time in Columbus. I think this weekend visit really moved the needle. Would you say that Michigan is now a contender for Bo Jackson, Zach?
Yeah, that's what he said, almost verbatim. I mean, Michigan's back at the running because of his trip on Sunday. In-depth meetings, as you mentioned, with Tony Alford, who also personally recruited him at Ohio State. Sherrone Moore, who was active throughout the entire weekend, got to spend some time with Jackson as well. I think he was honest in terms of Michigan being back in the running. I feel like Michigan was on the outside looking in terms of where things stood before Alford got involved with Michigan. Didn't return for the fall. He visited once for a June camp. You know, this was his first time back in nearly 10 months. Just getting an opportunity to see Donovan Edwards, you know, Khalil Mullings, that running back room, and just kind of that leadership capabilities that room has provided so far in spring camp helped move the needle as well. There's still obviously some work to do considering the amount of interest that Bo has garnered, not just in the Midwest, but, you know, in the South as well. Rutgers, Penn State, Ohio State, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, you know, all these teams want Bo. He doesn't have a return date set to Michigan right now, but he told us that that's something he's working on. If Michigan is able to get him back on at least once, preferably for an official visit, but if you can get him on twice, you know, for an OV and an unofficial, that would be huge in terms of Michigan picking, stealing away a top, a committable target for the Buckeyes in its own territory. So, I think baby steps in terms of where Michigan is trending right now, but overall, really good reactions from Bo following his return visit.
Definitely. I'm not going on another Mike Hart rant yet. That one guy that was here last week, I don't see him in the comments. So if you missed last week's show, I did go on a very long tangent about Mike Hart, but we're trying to be positive, man. Everybody still wants to argue about Mike Hart. I'm trying to give Tony Alford his props right now for being actively involved with the running back targets. How many times I've already said on the show that these guys didn't have the best relationship with Hart, and Alford shows up and all of a sudden they're on campus. Mike Hart got one top 200 running back recruit on campus the entire fall for actual games in the Big House. Tony Alford has been here for a couple of weeks. He already had Bo Jackson on campus. He already had Marquise. He's about to have Jordan Davison. He's getting Iverson Howard later in the spring. And there could be more. Who knows? Because Alford is ultra aggressive and actually takes recruiting seriously. So I think you can see the change in recruiting philosophy under Tony Alford as opposed to Mike Hart, who is way too lackadaisical with the process. But I mentioned that other name coming in this week, Jordan Davison from California at a powerhouse, Modern Day in SoCal, one of the premier high schools in the country. Davison is one of the premier running backs in the country. And it just feels so great to be able to talk about elite recruits at the position. This is another kid, yet another one, like Bo Jackson, that visited Michigan early on, eliminated Michigan because he had no relationship with Mike Hart. And now all of a sudden, the Wolverines are right back in it with Tony Alford. In no universe, except for this one, I guess, should there have been backs eliminating Michigan this early with Mike Hart being an all-time legend and with, you know, Michigan's ground attack and the overall production at the running back position. There's no way that guys like Jackson and Davison should have already taken Michigan off their list, but it happened under Hart. It's not happening under Alford. He's making that clear. Davison, 5'11", 220 pounds, bruising running back between the tackles, also has some explosiveness to his game. He's ranked as a top 100 recruit on two of the four services, actually a top 50 recruit. He's been on the radar for a long time. He picked up offers as a middle schooler. So I've known about him for a while. Like I said, he visited Michigan very early on in the process. Texas has the lead on the recruiting prediction machine. And obviously that's my old beat. So I did some digging around on the Texas side, and there is a lot of optimism coming out of Austin. Their running backs coach, Tashard Choice, has done a fantastic job with Davison. Actually, we've you know, there seems to be some buzz that Ohio State is trying to get Choice on their staff. So maybe that's a situation to monitor. But again, Texas feels good about its chances. You know, USC's in the mix there on the odd-three recruiting prediction machine, along with Ohio State and Oregon. And Ohio State was higher when Alford was there. Now that he's gone, Davison has gone on record saying he'll still consider the Buckeyes, but his interest has dropped a little bit. With Michigan, I think his interest is increasing a ton. I think this visit will tell us a lot about where Michigan stands. So, Zach, how are you feeling about Michigan's chances heading into this visit?
Yeah, I mean, they have a close relationship. They've known each – Alford and Davison have known each other going back to maybe as far as Davison's eighth grade year. I think it's just another case of Alford working hard to make sure that the relationship you know, didn't falter or didn't hinder because of the coaching change. You know, it shows that Alford wants Davison regardless of where he's at. And I feel like the interest is mutual. So I think it's great that he's able to bring in a not only just a high powered running back, but from a guy from the West Coast, you know, fly all the way to Ann Arbor for spring camp. So that's huge. You know, that's just another credit to the work that Alford has been putting in.
So you obviously have these big three that Alford made priorities at Ohio State. One guy he didn't offer during his time in Columbus was actually Iverson Howard, who is, I believe, the number 200 recruit nationally. So he dropped significantly, man. Somebody must have, one of the services must have dropped him pretty bad. So he was a top 200 back at some point, and now he's in the 400s. Michigan has the lead on the on-three recruiting prediction machine. Iverson was Mike Hart's top overall target at the position. But again, Alford didn't offer him during his time at Ohio State. Now, I visited with Howard last week at his high school, and he told me he has yet to talk to Tony Alford, which is interesting. He has spoken directly to Sherrone Moore. He has scheduled a visit for the spring game. He's also scheduled an official visit for the summer. And, you know, from what I've heard, Sherrone Moore personally likes Iverson Howard a lot. So it'll be interesting to see if Tony Alford initiates some contact, if they continue to recruit Iverson Howard, if Sherrone Moore pushes Tony Alford to recruit Iverson Howard. Look, I think Iverson Howard would be a really good RB2 combined with one of the guys that we just talked about. Zach, I guess I'll throw it to you. Do you think Michigan should continue to pursue Iverson Howard with all this newfound interest from backs that Alford was previously recruiting?
I think yes, and that's based on what he's told you on the record, that Michigan has been a top school, if not the top school on his board, despite not having been there since this past May. Like, he saw everything that Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards did last season, and that's still enough for him to show up for the spring game and next month and then take an OV. So I think the interest is mutual. I think the interest is real. And, you know, I think it shows his interest is legit in spite of Hart being gone. Like, it doesn't change the fact that he still wants to get a closer look at Michigan. So I would pursue that.
Yeah, like I said, I'd like him as an RB2. I really like Howard's personality. I like that he brings a little bit of an all-purpose skill set, kind of in the same mold as Cole Cabana or Micah Ka'apana. His nickname's Rocket. He definitely has the speed. He's a guy that can line up and does line up on the outside as a wide receiver. So, you know, to John A. Schultz, you know, comment here, we kind of have to wait and see how Tony Alford resets this running back board. I wouldn't say that Iverson Howard is a take or isn't a take right now. I think they have to talk about it. They have to analyze options. And I think Tony Alford, since he didn't offer him during his time at Ohio State, probably needs to get an in-person look at Howard during the spring evaluation period. Remember, that's coming up April 15th. So, you know, if Alford wants to get on the road, personally evaluate Howard, the opportunity will definitely be there. But I think it's great to have this question on whether Michigan will continue to pursue Iverson Howard or not, because you have these other options. So I think it's all great. One last thing, Zach, there's some arguments going on in the chat about who the best player is. And look at Marquise posting that tweet right there with Tony Alford. Man, Marquise would look so great in maize and blue. We're all hoping for it. This is, you know, I obviously stay pretty unbiased throughout the recruiting process, and I give my true thoughts on players. But man, I really hope Marquise ends up at Michigan. He'd be so fun to watch. I guess the last thing before we leave running back recruiting, Zach, of the guys we talked about, and like I said, there's arguments going on in the chat box. Of the guys we talked about, who do you think, who would you personally take? Who would be the dreamland for Michigan? Obviously, mine's Marquise. Would you also go with Marquise? Yes, not even a debate. All right, we agree with you, James Hodge, who is fighting for Marquise Davis's honor in the chat box, saying he's more dynamic and was the Gatorade Player of the Year in response to someone who went with Bo Jackson. So let's go ahead and talk about we are already 25 minutes into the show, because we love talking about running back recruiting under Tony Alford, which means we don't have much time left. So if you guys want to leave a super chat, make sure to do that and get a question answered on tonight's show. Also, like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel for free, and subscribe to thewolverine.com, where, you know, recruiting information is flowing, for just $1 for 1 month. Michigan did have its first big recruiting weekend of the spring. Since we're running low on time, Zach, I want you to give me your biggest takeaway, your one biggest takeaway from Michigan's first recruiting weekend of the spring.
Michigan does not have an expected five-star showing up to campus so far, but they did have one this past weekend. In fact, the person I'm talking about in question, Andrew Babaloa out of Overland Park, Kansas, visited for 2 days last week, got in Thursday, left Friday. Number 14 overall player in the country, a kid who was originally born in the Metro Detroit area, moved to suburban Kansas City when he was like a child. This was his first time ever in Ann Arbor as a recruit. Michigan offered him back in September. There was talks about him potentially coming up for the Ohio State game or in January, but getting him up for spring camp practice. Actually, on that first day that Michigan was in pads, he was able to watch. There was a lot of meetings, a lot of first-time interactions. You know, Babaloa got to meet Grant Newsom for the first time, spoke more in depth about Sherrone Moore, got to meet some of the players. And, you know, the message that they brought to Babaloa was that he's a priority at the tackle spot. And we've talked about this before. The number of tackle targets is not comparable to projected interior types. So getting a kid like Babaloa, again, a five-star, Michigan prides itself in offensive line development, and that's what he was shown. And, it moved the needle enough on this visit to where Michigan is in now in the contention to get an official visit this offseason. So overall, great visit for the Babaloa and his family.
One of my biggest takeaways was the fact that Michigan didn't come out of it with a commitment. And I think some people thought that there was a possibility that Avery Gatch could shut it down on 300 offensive linemen out of Birmingham Grove. So, you know, an in-state guy, a guy that Michigan has the heavy lead with on the On3 recruiting prediction machine. But just to make things clear here, I have a pick in for Michigan. I still feel confident about the Wolverine standing. I still feel like Michigan is the team to beat in this recruitment, despite no commitment coming. But I want to make it clear, we weren't expecting a commitment this weekend. Gatch is also set to come back on April 7th. I don't think we're expecting a commitment that weekend either. He is being very methodical with his recruiting process. He's going to go into summer official visits, and I don't think he wants to take it that much longer. So maybe Michigan can close in June. But I want to throw it back to you, Zach, and because it did seem like there was some worry that Michigan hasn't closed with Gatch yet, especially, again, the commitment drought's about to reach 3 months. The last recruit to commit was Eli Owens in early January. So why should Michigan fans not worry about Avery Gatch taking his time?
Because he's said the same thing since the Ohio State game when he was there for his third game day visit. His plan has not changed for this entire offseason. He's been adamant that he will not make an announcement until he finishes up June official visits. I mean, he, you know, from just my opinion, you know, this is a kid, honestly, any kid deserves to go on official visits and see what school fits them the best in order for them to have the right decision and to make sure they're not second guessing it. It's what Avery's going to do. And Michigan, the other schools in contention that we've talked about, like Michigan State and Ohio State and others, they've respected that. They've, for Michigan's case, they've continued to make him a priority, just like Babaloa on the offensive line, just like Michael Carroll, who's coming in next weekend. It's just, you know, it's just a kid who wants to be patient with the process. You know, obviously nowadays, sometimes that gets overlooked, but you know, he's remained and he's wants to ensure that he's going to make the right decision. So, you know, I think for people who listen to this radio show in this podcast, they know this already. So I feel like, you know, this shouldn't really come as a surprise considering that you and I have talked about this in depth for a while.
So John Schultz asked this, is it pronounced Gat, Gash, or Gatch? I asked you this at the beginning of the cycle because everybody uses one of those three pronunciations. I know you've asked them in the past, but I still don't think we've had a clear, like, pronunciation for Avery.
It's Gash.
It's Gash, like the second one?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Gash, like the second one. So we all need to start using that because everybody uses one of these variations. So good job, Zach, getting the scoop that matters. Moving on to Easter weekend. It is a holiday, but Michigan is set to host recruits on campus again. Zach, I want you to give me the one thing you're looking forward to the most or the one thing you're going to have an eye on as we head into the Easter weekend, which will have multiple highly touted recruits on campus.
Yeah, so this is tough. You know, obviously a lot of offensive linemen are going to be there. You know, knowing that Sherrill Moore is from the state of Kansas, he's made the Great Plains region a priority. One of his expected visitors this upcoming weekend is Jackson Cantwell, the number four overall prospect in the 2026 class, is expected to be there. The number one overall offensive tackle. This is a guy that once Grant Newsom moved over from tight ends coach, Jackson was one of the first kids that Newsom watched film on and ended up pulling the trigger soon afterwards. If you read the article that we did on the Wolverine after he got the offer, he explained, you know, everything about the schematics about Michigan's offensive line that really shows that he's paid attention to that run last season. And you know, he's getting that, getting up early. He's one of two in the 26 class to be up there this weekend on the offensive line, along with in-stater Greg Patrick, another priority target for next cycle. So, you know, along with the 25 guys that are going to be there as well, you know, there's going to be some high profile 26 guys as well. So, Jackson Cantwell is my guy to look out for.
Yeah, I mean, like Zach mentioned, this weekend is a lot about offensive line. It is a big opportunity for Grant Newsom to really establish himself as a high-level recruiter, and I think he's already well on his way towards doing that. Offensive line recruits have been talking a ton about Grant Newsom and his personality, and so you have several guys coming in from, you know, the 26s that Zach mentioned to top 100 prospect Michael Carroll to on 300 prospect Hardy Watts. You have Caden Strayhorn coming in, arguably the best center in the country. You know, so I'm curious to see how Grant Newsom does this weekend. I'm curious to see how the interior offensive line board does. And I'm curious to see how well Michigan does with Michael Carroll. I mean, he's been on campus a ton. He's the highest rated of the 2025 guys coming in. He's top 100 on three, which I agree with. I think the other services, did someone update their rankings? Like that's bothering me. It feels like they just changed like in the past like couple hours. But anyway, I think On3 has it right with Michael Carroll. I had a chance to go visit him at his high school. His frame is extremely impressive, 6'6", 300 pounds. He's listed as an interior guy, but he also has tackle flexibility. And, you know, Sherrone Moore personally made him a priority when he was the offensive line coach. Grant Newsom has immediately made him a priority, visited him at his high school during the winter contact period. Now, Carroll is a Michigan State and Penn State legacy. His father played football for Penn State. His mother played basketball for Michigan State. But I actually think Michigan has the advantage right now. You see the Wolverines have the slight lead on the On3 recruiting prediction machine. If I had to make a pick today, I'd probably go with Michigan, but I still think that Carroll, you know, needs to continue to bond with Grant Newsom, check out practice, continue to feel comfortable on campus. And, you know, his recruitment's opened up a little bit in terms of non-Big Ten teams. You knew the Michigans and the Penn States and the Wisconsins were really involved in his recruitment, but he's actually at Alabama today. So some of the Southern schools also getting involved there. So, you know, while Michigan probably has the slight edge today, they need to continue to build on the momentum that they've already established with Michael Carroll. I think he's one of the more important offensive linemen on the board. All right, guys, that is all for today's episode. I will be back tomorrow for the recruiting Q&A show. Make sure to subscribe to this channel, get notifications every time we drop new videos. Make sure to like this video as well. And everybody enjoy your Easter. Well, I will be back tomorrow. So Zach, you enjoy your Easter and work hard getting all those visit recaps.